Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's turn now to the Remembrance Project, our weekly series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about the people around us who lived extraordinary lives. Today, she remembers a man who was seen as a symbol of freedom with a heart of gold.
George Lewis grew up the son of a coal miner in Pennsylvania. He could hear the sounds of digging near his house. George was the grandson of a coal miner, too, until the day a body bag was tossed onto the family porch, all that remained after a mining accident. Sometime after that, the Lewis family moved with their only child to Connecticut, a deliberate escape from destiny. George married out of high school and became a factory machinist, not a lively job for a lively mind. They had their first two daughters, bought a development house, and were well along a formulaic suburban trajectory. Then, as George's third daughter, Nia, explains, they fell off the curve.
So they had their Ethan Allen furniture from when they were married, and then something happened and they cut all the legs off the furniture and everything went down to the ground. They acquired hippiedom.
George had discovered two transformative passions, his social conscience and marijuana. It was as if he had been liberated into the fascinations of youth, but now he was an adult and could act on them. He opened a marijuana paraphernalia shop, took art classes, and protested war. The National Guard stands around his door. Homesteading became the next transformative passion. He sold Christmas trees in winter and blueberries in summer. To his daughters, he was a symbol of freedom, but a symbol with rules. There was a curfew. They did homework. In his 70s, a misdiagnosed toothache devolved into a massive stroke. Moving to Boston with Nia, George learned to walk again and to speak again, but never again to read. Balance and gait were terrible. But he took up karate at 74. The day program at the senior center often kept him out later than expected.
Where's George? And he'd be like an hour late. I'd be calling them saying what's going on. And he was like, I wanted to stay with the bus driver, so I went on the bus route. This took everybody else home first.
The social conscience that enlarged throughout his life never left him. After his stroke, when he could no longer drive, his ex-wife discovered a pillow in the cab of his truck. In his newly stammering speech, he explained that he'd carried it around for years in case he ever came across an accident on the road. Someone might need it. George Lewis died December 14th in the Hebrew Senior Life Rehabilitation Center in Roslindale, where Nia still works. He was 76 years old.
Alyssa Eli, remembering the life of George Lewis.
If you'd like to nominate someone for the Remembrance Project, go to WBUR.org for more information.